We're talking here today. Sean Burks, the head coach with the Audubon Wheelers, joining us as they wrap up the regular season against Baxter. And coach, congrats, a district championship. You guys have been on a flat roll here as of lately as you get ready to head into the playoffs. Got a few be feeling pretty good.
Yeah, you know, anytime you wrap up a district title before the final week, you've done something that season, especially considering probably the number of people that cast us off after week one, which, you know, We got our butts handed to us week one, so you can't blame some people for that either. So, we've settled in, kind of found our groove kind of towards the middle part of the season and have kept it moving throughout. And now the attention turns to, you know, continuing to raise that bar, continuing to play better, and continue to check off things out of our goals. You know, we talked before the season. We want to win a district title. We want to be undefeated in the district. We want to host playoff games. We want to play indoor football, and those things are all ahead of us. We've wrapped up the district title. Now we got to make sure we do it undefeated so that we can host as many playoff games as possible and keep ourselves alive as long as we go.
Coach, you guys have the district title, but you still have a really big influence in a way on how the rest of this district plays out. You know, there's four teams still vying for playoff spot coming in here to week eight, Baxter one of those. So in a way, they're playing for their playoff lives, which put some pressure on you guys as well.
Yeah, you know, Baxter's in a very you know, pressure pack situation, or if they win, they're in. If they lose, they need some help. So we know we'll see a very urgent team. They'll throw everything they have at us. It's now or never for them. And we can't sit back on our heels and let them dictate that aggressiveness. So, you know, for us, luckily for us, we still have a lot to play for. You know, I would be worried if, you know, we didn't have anything to play for either way. Those are tough games to figure out, you know, the motivation and focus level of 15 to 18 year olds. But our kids know we want to host as many games as possible, and as long as we win Friday night, that gives us a chance to host in rounds two and three as well. So, kids are motivated by that, and they want to be, you know, the first. You know, they don't want to share a district title with anybody else, and we haven't had a solo district title since 2019. You know, we've had a really good team in 2020, and we shared it. That was COVID year with CRB, and in 2021 we had a really good team that was a top four team of the state. But we were district runner-ups to the state champion CAM. So, and obviously last year we finished third in our district. So it's, you know, these kids haven't been in high school to see a district title now. So it's one of those things that every year each team tries to come and raise a bar from the previous season. And you know, our program has a lot of high expectations, and this group really wants an undefeated district title, and Baxter stands in the way of that.
Let's talk about Baxter defensively. What will they throw at you guys? How do you think they'll attack you defensively?
Yeah, you know, their offense presents a lot of challenges, athletically, schematically, just their mindset, their style is very unique compared to anyone else we've seen this season. Coach Luther does a phenomenal job. He's well-respected across the state and the country for that matter. He's a guy that I've seen speak at clinics and have known for quite a few years now. And they'll onside it. They'll go for it on fourth downs. They'll go for two. They're not scared to throw the ball 50, 60 times if they need to. They've got all sorts of trick plays up their sleeves. They present a lot of unique challenges that we haven't seen yet this year. And then just obviously the passing game. You know, the quarterback's 6'3", 6'4", 200 pounds, left-handed, big tall kid, strong kid. He's also their leading rusher, and he's not scared to tuck it and run. He's a load to bring down. And then obviously when they throw the ball, they've got a couple kids that are pretty darn dangerous in the open field. Obviously, the Travis kid is averaging something bonkers, like 11 catches and three touchdowns and 100 and some yards a game. So they kind of have some video game numbers on that side. So we're going to have to do our part to not get sucked into a shootout in a track meet, so to speak.
Do they have a lot of speed, or is it more physicality with this team?
Both. You know, up front, they go 290, 270. You know, they got some kids that are some really big bodies up front. And they're not scared to just lean on you in zone block and try to get a surge. And then out in space, you know, they use motions, they use shifts, they throw their quick game, they throw the deep ball, they max protect and take some shots. And then their screen game is really dangerous too. They got some kids that are really good in the open field. So there's a lot of ways they put pressure on you.
You guys have become dangerous with your rushing attack. How do you think they try to defend that?
Well, we'll see. You know, we don't put too much thought into how teams are going to line up against us especially teams we've never seen before. You know, we can't get locked into saying this DN's going to be here, you take him. This D tackle is going to be here, you take him. And that's kind of the beauty of our playbook and what we do is we adjust to what teams do. Our kids have the green light to change things and flip things and communicate. So I'm sure they're going to try to take away our run game. I mean, that's what people have done all year. It leaves you a little vulnerable somewhere if we hit a seam for an explosive play, but it also leaves you a little vulnerable in the pass game. So we have to be willing to take some shots there as well if they take that away. But we'll see how they line up. They've shown some different looks on the season. They've shown some different pressure looks. They're well coached.
Coach, you mentioned earlier this year how Aaron Olsen really has kind of grown as a quarterback with those play calls. You guys starting to think very much alike. How have you even seen him grow as this season's gone on and that ability to be able to make the correct adjustment at the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, I think it's coming along for Aaron, but it's also coming along for everybody else. And I'm starting to see it where we have less blown opportunities, less blown assignments, guys that are thinking the same way. And Colton Hanson at center is a really good leader in that. Just the other day in practice, before I could even spit out what adjustment we were ready to make, he saw the exact same thing and said it before I could. So when you see that from Aaron, you see that from Colton, your quarterback and your center, and other guys see the same thing too. Edwards, a really smart kid at tight end. He does a nice job of communicating with the linemen next to him and also with the skill guys. So it's really starting to trickle in throughout our program, and I think that's a big reason why we've been successful is guys are starting to really see the game slow down. They're really starting to understand, hey, if a DN is here, this is what I should do, or hey, there's a safety, here's what we should do. And it keeps us ahead of the sticks and makes us really dangerous because if we stay on schedule and we can keep running the ball, teams have to get crazy aggressive and do some crazy things, and then they leave themselves vulnerable, and we hit a crease and we're gone. You know, against Glidden Ralston, they started dialing up some pressure, and all of a sudden we hit a 4th-and-1 play for a 40-yard touchdown. Against some other teams, you know, like last week against Collins Maxwell, you know, we had a 2-play scoring drive, a 3-play scoring drive a couple of times where we get out in the open field and we're gone. So we need to stay ahead of schedule to keep our run game on the attack for sure.
And Coach, it sounds like your guys spend a lot of time watching game film to have that kind of an understanding.
Yeah, I think our Monday game film sessions have gone really well. I think kids are starting to watch a little bit more on their own. They're starting to see some things. And this late in the year, there's a lot of film out there. You know, we're not going to show you every play of every team. It's just not realistic. So you're going to have to watch some on your own. And also just kind of kids understanding we've run enough reps. We've seen enough different things now. You know, back in camp, we talked about if a team does this, we might do this. Or if a team does that, let's try this. And now that we've seen various looks, you know, Cam runs a unique defensive look. Exira was a little bit more like our Weaver that we scrimmaged against. You know, Coon Rapids Bayard was kind of its own unique presence. And then Collins Maxwell ran some things that we hadn't seen yet either. So just kind of going up and down the list of, you know, this team looks a little like this, but it's a little unique. And then what our adjustments are going to be against that. So just getting the game reps, getting 7 games in a scrimmage worth and you know, 7-8 weeks of game season, you know, Tuesdays of install and Thursdays of review. You should get better as the year goes on, and we're definitely doing that.
Well, Coach, we always wish you the best of luck. We do that again this week. Congrats on the district championship and all the success this year, and I know the guys will be looking forward to catching up with you on the Scoreboard Show following the game.
You bet. Appreciate the coverage all year long.
You bet. Head Coach Sean Burks again with the Audubon Wheelers. Again, they take on Baxter coming up here in week number 8.